I'm Denise Clay Murray. As part of Resolve's collaborative reporting project, The Toll, I worked with Love Now Media to report on gun violence, its aftermath, and what it costs to achieve a state of well-being. The four-part series covers healthcare, employment, housing, mental health, and resources to help survivors and victims' families. One discovery has been surprising. Some victims of gun violence are blamed for their own deaths, something that leaves grieving families fighting to access victim services funds in the aftermath of a tragic loss. Former Pennsylvania State Representative and longtime victims advocate Mavita Johnson Harrell has helped countless families navigate this painful path.
In most instances, these families are not prepared for the burden of the expense of funeralization or the expense of taking care of a person who has been shot and is now handicapped.
For a paralyzed gunshot survivor, costs can climb as high as $180,000 over time. That does not include repeated hospitalizations or remodeling a home to make it accessible. Costs for co-victims include lost wages, property damage, and criminal justice system costs. Victims advocate Shante Love lost her brother to gun violence in 1997.
And I will tell you, it changed the DNA of my entire family, that they will no longer be who they were.
Financial strain and trauma can change families in the wake of losing a relative to homicide. Love's family channeled their hurt into Emir Healing Center, an organization named for her brother that would help other families. She and Dr. Dorothy Johnson Spite are among those looking for solutions. Johnson Spite started Mothers in Charge after losing her son Kalik to gun violence nearly 20 years ago.
So much of what is happening is because people are hurting and they're angry.
Emir and Mothers in Charge are among a number of organizations working to connect families with resources in a system where survivors often need an advocate to help them understand how things work.
Since you're specifically talking about homicide victims, that money is for counseling, burial, crime scene cleanup. If the victim was the sole financial provider for the family, there's money for the children.
Victims' compensation is designed really for families and members who have been impacted by crime to try to bring them to a state of wholeness as much as possible financially.
The Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency offers up to $35,000 to families to help cover funerals, lost earnings, relocation, and other costs after losing loved ones to gun violence. But some victims' families do not qualify.
There's a particular law that states if you played a part in your demise, you're not entitled to any assistance.
So if the victim argued with the shooter or was involved in a crime, like breaking into a car, the person could be seen as contributing to their own death. Ultimately, the funding decision is based on a police report that says whether the victim's actions led to their death.
The report is usually given to the state by the police on the scene. So they're taking information from whoever, whatever, getting whatever information, sometimes maybe good information, sometimes not.
If you have a police officer who has been compounded with violence over top of violence over top of violence, and their vision is jaded, they can fill a form out based on their feelings, not based on facts.
Love believes this process leads to decisions that financially penalize families who have done nothing wrong and need help.
Because it's a reimbursement, a lot of our family members that are poor can't pay for it ahead of time, unless you have a funeral home that's willing to wait.
Advocates are pushing Senate Bill 708, legislation that would change this. This bill would allow families to access assistance no matter what the circumstances of their relative's death. This means that families that have lost someone to gun violence could not be denied financial help. A vote on that bill could happen anytime.